This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's all but certain that the missile system that shot down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 yesterday was a relic of the Cold War. Basically, the bottom of a tank with anti-aircraft missiles mounted on top, developed by the Soviet Union back in the 1970s. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has more now on how these old weapons systems are bought and sold and given away around the world across the years.
It's not clear exactly where the Buk missile system that allegedly shot down the passenger jet came from, but there are a few things we can probably say about it.
It was not from some weapon baron. It's from the armed forces, either Ukrainian or Russian.
Igor Sutyagin studies arms control at the Royal United Services Institute in London. He says the Ukrainian military inherited some Buk missiles from the Soviet Union after it collapsed, and it's possible that pro-Russian rebels captured one from the Ukraine army. Another possibility, according to Bruce Bennett, a defense analyst for the RAND Corporation, it could have come from a Russian military commander.
Those commanders may be part of criminal organizations, or they may be operating officially.
There are several hundred Buk missile systems out in the world today in the hands of half a dozen or so countries, Russia, Ukraine, and other former Soviet republics, as well as Syria, which has bought weapons from Russia for years. There's no official registry of where they all are, though the UN does its best to keep a list, and different countries track them through their own intelligence agencies. But Bennett says it's not uncommon for old weapons from Russia and the U.S. to have second and third lives.
Many countries can't afford to purchase brand new items, but which they buy secondhand.
Often perfectly legally. What's impossible to know is how many less conspicuous and smaller old Soviet-era weapons are circulating around the world's conflict zones illegally. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.